Friday, 26th of March, Yud Aleph Nissen, Wino Bracha on the Agoda, Rav David Zolzbacher.
Good morning. If you are coming here to expect a nice, good-looking young American, I'm probably disappointed to see this old Englishman here. I apologize. We wish a full shalema to my good friend, Rav Daniel, and hope he makes it back here for Yontif. Okay. Details later. I'll tell you later all about you. Mir Hashem, soon sitting at the Seder table, Mekayim the Mitzvah min HaTorah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, which L'Chayra is a Mitzvah D'Oraisa Mufurush in the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and in his Sefer Yad HaChazaka. And there's a question, no doubt you'll hear this question at the Seder table, is why don't you make the bracha on mitzvah sipris yitz mitzrayim? I heard a wonderful share a couple of days ago from Shimon Gurevitz about why we don't make a shechiyonu on matzah, wonderful share. I'm asking, why don't you make a bracha on the mitzvah of Haggadah Shal Pesach, the mitzvah sipris yitz mitzrayim? And in schools, we've all done many different terutzim on that. In fact, this whole idea that we spend time in schools teaching the children Divrei Torah, it's an old problem. There's a mitzvah of Higadta L'Mincha, not Higadta L'Avicha. I was met by a father on the street in front of his child. He said, Rabbi Zolzbacher, my son's hardly got any Divrei Torah. This is 2 weeks ago. Hardly got any Divrei Torah to say the Seder. So I said to him, I've got a very good idea. I'll give you private lessons and tell you plenty of different Torah to tell your son at the Haggadah, at the Seder table. And I tell this to them, although in schools we do it, unfortunately a lot of people judge the schools by how well and how many different Torah they say at the Seder table. Really, I'm not sure what the whole point is. And one of the children said to me, they gave a good answer. He said, Rebbe, he said, in Mirza Shem, when we're fathers, we want to have know what to say at our children say the table. So that's why we're learning it. So it's stuck with good parents. But the Maisa, the actual Kasha, I'm not even so convinced it's a halacha to do with Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a nice question. Why don't you make a bracha on the Haggadah? It's not actually anything to do with Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nevertheless, in today's shiur, hopefully we will see that this question, simple question, but this question will actually open up a bit to see what exactly is the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. We can look at it in two angles. We can look at mitzvah Hilchos Brochas, and we can look at it mitzvah, what exactly is the mitzvah. Before we move on, you know, the best answer we can give is the Meiri's answer. The Meiri says, why don't you make a brocha before you start that God of mitzvah Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? He says, we do. He says there are people who have the minhag to actually say, doesn't finish out what the bracha should be. They actually did have such a minhag. But the Meiri says, Mefurish, but that's definitely not the minhag Olam. That's not our minhag. So why don't we make this bracha? Okay. So to answer the Meiri's mahalach, we have to go back and ask a different question. There's a mitzvah every night of the year. The Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. We mekayim it in Krishna and in Emes Ve'emunah. So why don't we make a bracha the whole year round? Why don't we make a bracha bichlal on the mitzvah of davening? Why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of Krishna? These three questions asked by many Rishonim, David Raham spends a lot of time on these questions. But the Meiri asked this question, why don't you make a bracha Lahaskir Esitzias Mitzrayim? And he's talking about the nightly mitzvah. V'chein leKriya Shema, before we start Kriya Shema, we should make such a bracha. V'chein leHispalil, and before Pashas, before we start Shemayna Esra. I'm not going into the halacha of how exactly you would say it. Why did he make a bracha on those three things? So he says, I don't see any question. Why? Shari Kriya Shema, Nisgnu lo brochis, Chazal were mesakit brochas by Kriya Shema. Sheroi lahem liftei brochas. We do make brochas on Kriya Shema, the brochas leading up to Shema, and with that would be potter the mitzvah of making specific brocha. In other words, although we don't say Hashem Kitzchonu Mitzvah V'Tzivonu Al Mitzvah Kriyashma, we don't actually make the brocha HaMitzvah on it, but nevertheless we say Birchas Kriyashma, and that would be good enough for the brocha on Shema. V'Yetzias Mitzrayim U'Tfilo. And what about the mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim and the actual mitzvah of Tefillah, which is Shemoneh Esra? So he says three words. Hey, brochos gemurois ba'atzmon. They themselves are complete brochos. He doesn't really explain, but perhaps the Meiri means, like there's a well-known question, why don't we make a brocha before we bench? A brocha on the mitzvah of benching. So the Rishonim answered, because benching itself is a brocha. We don't make a brocha on a brocha. Perhaps he means the same thing as well. Shemoneh Esra, the whole thing is brochas. We don't make a brocha on a brocha. And what about Kriya Shema, which is the Ikkar one we're dealing with? So Mistama, what he means here is that the brocha which we say in Kriya Shema, in other words, we say, Ani Hashem Lekechem Asher Tzesi Eschem, and that continues into Emes Ve'emunah. All the way through, we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, and we finish this up, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goel Yisrael. All that is the mitzvah, the brocha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and on that they weren't masakin, an extra brocha. But then he asked the question, which we're talking about now. Vaskoras Yetzias Mitzrayim, what about the special mitzvah which we have on Seder night, Belele HaPesach Bahagoda? So he says, there are some people who say, yes, Misha Mazir, Shaloi Lavoricha Le'el Afnei, you shouldn't make a brocha. Don't make a brocha. In other words, we should think, you should make such a brocha. Shahari Ef Shaloi Lismoich, because we can rely on Emes Ve'emunah. This is what we said in Davening earlier. Shekva Birech, we've already made a brocha in Shul when we davened Mariv. V'chosan Bo Goal Yisrael. And we take a computer to the brocha of Goal Yisrael. So the Meiri says, Mefurush, that the Ikka Hadin, perhaps we should make a brocha on the Haggadah, but we've already been Yitzha when we daven Mariv in Shul, and we said the brocha of Goal Yisrael. So theoretically, according to this pshat, theoretically, there are many other truths why we don't make a brocha. If women haven't davened, they would need to make a brocha. But there are about 10 different terutz in why you don't make a brocha. For anybody to fulfill all those reasons, but theoretically, according to that pshat, a woman would have to make a brocha. Okay. However, I want to analyze this terutz of the Meiri. So the Meiri is saying, we've already been yaitzah with the brocha we said in Shul. It's well known, a kasha, which the Briskerov quotes the name of his father, Reb Chaim. And it's such a fundamental kasha that Reb Chaim used to begin his Seder every year with this kasha. Reb Chaim asked, every night of the year there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what is different? Every night we have a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's different tonight? I will say on Seder night you have to say a lot more, but that's all. That's extra. But the Ikachiv, what's the difference in the Ikachiv of Seder night to the rest of the year? So Reb Chaim said, and based on the Lashon HaRambam, there are three fundamental chilukim between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is of the whole year, to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, to the Seder night mitzvah, which is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zechira and Sipur. But what exactly is the difference? She says, on an ordinary night of the year, the mitzvah is to remember to oneself. One davens personally, one says the words, you say it to yourself. On Seder night, when we have a posuk of Hoyoki Yish'olcha, Bincha, Vigalta, Levincha, the mitzvah is Sipur to say to somebody else. Even if you have no one else to say it to. But you have to say it in such a way as if you're saying it to somebody else. Shayla Tshuva. The second difference is that usually we talk about Asher Hotzeisi Eschem. We talk about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. On Seder night, we go right back to the beginning. Maschilin Bignus. We go right back to the Shtauchus, the whole history, how we came down to Mitzrayim, what happened in Mitzrayim. right through to the Yetzirah. The whole year out, we just talk about Yetzirah's Mitzrayim. So the fundamental difference between Zechira and Sippur is in what you're supposed to say. And the third difference is, the whole year round, we talk about Yetzirah's Mitzrayim. But that's it. On Seder night, there's such an important extra part of Rav Gamliel. If you don't mention Pesach, Matzah, Morev, you haven't been mekayim your mitzvah of Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's fundamental to the mitzvah Sippur, the mitzvah halayla. Masha'en came during the whole year, we only talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So those are the three fundamental differences, says Reb Chaim, between Seder night and the whole year round. It mashma for Reb Chaim, and how he built it up from the Rosh Hashanah Rambam as well, that there are two different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim of the whole year, and there's a special din tonight of Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and these are two different mitzvahs. On Seder night we have both mitzvahs. Seder night is no different to any other night of the year, where we have the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we say in davening, and then we have the extra thing, Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim, at the table. But these are two separate mitzvahs. So what I want to ask is, how can the Meiri say that the bracha you said in Shul of God Yisrael, you can kind of that should also go on the Haggadah? L'chaira, it's two separate mitzvahs. My son, he said, could be it's two separate mitzvahs, but mitzvah hilchus brachas, the bracha which Chazal theoretically would be masakin on the Haggadah could also work if you've said the bracha Goyal Yisrael. In other words, mitzvah hilchus mitzvahs, these are two separate mitzvahs, but mitzvah hilchus brachas, the same bracha could work on both. I don't actually agree with my son, it's not so unusual. I think it's two separate mitzvahs, it's a strong kasha. If it's two separate mitzvahs, how can the same bracha work on both? Even then, you mechavim to do a different mitzvah? What? No, that's a bracha on the Hadoma. So it's Birch's Nen, it's a different halacha. I'm going to eat two different Hadomas, I can have kavana, but not to do a different mitzvah. We don't make a bracha on Karpas, but Luyatsu, you would make a bracha on Karpas. You couldn't make a bracha on Karpas and have Kavana Morris, it's two different mitzvahs. The Birch's Nenin is different. So, yeah. The earliest Rishon who I found actually asks this question, Mefurish, why we don't make a bracha on Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the Rosh, in Tshuvas HaRosh. Sha'alta lomo ein mevorchin al Sippur HaGodah. Why don't you make a bracha on the Sippur HaGodah? The Rosh asks this question. Now the answer which the Rosh gives, we don't have time to read through the whole thing to understand exactly what he's saying, but it's problematic and we have to look through the eyes of the Achronim to understand what the Rosh was saying. I'll try and summarize basically what Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank and Ibruch Official Perla, how they explain this Rosh. There are many mitzvahs which we do, which the yesod of the mitzvah is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Yomim Tovim which we do are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hafroshas Bechoiras, these are the two examples he brings, are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't find that Chazal make a bracha on Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. There are mitzvahs which we do, and the mitzvah which we do is a Maaseh, and at the back of our mind, when we do this Maaseh, we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. But they weren't actually masaking a specific bracha on the Yetzias Mitzrayim angle. What does exactly does he mean? So the Achronim of Masbe, that the Rosh understands that the mitzvah on Seder night is Achilas Matzah, Bezman HaMikdash, Achilas Pesach. Those are the mitzvahs which we do. When we do those mitzvahs are Seichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. We do them and we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, but there's no specific bracha on the Seichel Yetzias Mitzrayim angle. Then he finishes off with the most important line. Because the Chayyim is still left with the questions. B'shleima, You're doing a mitzvah, and at the back of the mind, it is to do with remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it is a mitzvah in its own right. Here, the mitzvah is remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is simply to say, why don't you make a bracha on that? And this I have to read out, mamish, one line of the Rosh. He finishes off, V'lav dafka ha-god of a peh, ela in yishal meforshin loy. That's the whole last line of the Rosh. No, not necessarily a mitzvah of Haggadah, only if he asks you, you have to explain it to him. The Rosh seems to be saying that unless the child asks you questions, only then do you have a mitzvah to tell it to him. How exactly that answers the question of why you don't make a bracha will come to. What exactly is he saying? He says a line here that only when your child asks you do you have a mitzvah. The amount of questions we can ask on that line of the Rosh, we'll just ask three questions from the Mefurish points. Maskim, there's a pasuk v'hoyokish alcha bincha, if your son asks you. But everybody is aware there's another pasuk. V'gadeta levincha b'yoyim ahu leimai. And more Mefurish. When do we quote this pasuk? We quote this pasuk on Seder night for the child of She'ein Yedei Yisrael. The child doesn't know how to ask. You've got to tell it. So even without the question, you've got to tell it. That's a mechilta quoted in the Haggadah. The Rambam Mefurish writes in Hilchos Pesach, V'af api She'ein Lo Ben. Even if he doesn't have a child, you've still got a mitzvah to tell it to yourself. And it's a Gemara Mefurish. The Gemara says, after the Mishnah Manish Tano, it says, Tana Rabbonon, Chocham Benoy She'aloi. Chocham, his son should ask him a question. If, however, the child's not a Chocham, Ishtei She'a, his wife asks him, Tu Tamid Chachomim. And it says, Vim Lav, and if there's no one else there, who She'al Ba'atma, he asks himself. So it's totally independent. If a child asks you a question, you've got your own mitzvah. And most Mefurish is a Mechilta quoted by the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Mechilta almost asks this question Mefurish. He says, Mechlal Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ki Yishol Chobincha. If your son asks you, ask the Mechilta, Yochel, I might think, Im Yishol Chobincha, only if your son asks you a question, Atal Magidloi, you need to tell him. How do you know that even if your child doesn't ask you, how do you know even if you don't have a child? Bein eli bein atzmai. Tamud loyma v'gatza levincha afal pish ein ha-sheilcha. Even if your child doesn't ask you, the Mechilta says mefurish, you've got your own mitzvah to tell him. So how can the Rosh just say such a halacha that if your child doesn't ask you, you don't have a mitzvah? I was very bothered by this question. And Baruch Hashem, I found in the Sefer for Rav Sadia Gon, Rav Yeruchim Fishel Perler has a massive Sefer on Rav Sadia Gon. Rav Sadia Gon has a couple of lines on top of each page sometimes, and the rest of it is all the Pirush of Rav Yeruchim Fishel Perler. And he gives the following shot. He comes in the Sefer Rav Sadia Gon, as I've just mentioned. Rav Sadia Gon is a Sefer HaMitzvahs. He's Moina all the mitzvahs, and Lepella, he's not moina the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. No mention of one of the Tariq mitzvahs of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he says, Pella, it's against Mefurish Psukim, Gemara's. And he says, the truth is, Satya God is not the only opinion who doesn't list Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You've also got the Bahag, the Urayim, and other moina mitzvahs of Rishon, who are not moina this mitzvah. So he says, perhaps we can answer this according to the Tshuva Sarosh. And that's how I came into the Tshuva Sarosh through this other question, why the Moina HaMitzvahs do not bring this. So he says like this, Min HaTorah, Taka, only when your child asks you, are you chayav to answer. What is the Ikka Mitzvah? So he quotes a Rashi, Al HaTorah, Parshas Re'eh. The pasuk there says, "Leman tisker yetzeischa me'eret Mitzrayim." Leman tisker. What does Rashi say in the word "Leman tisker"? Alidei achilas matzah u'pesach. through eating the matzah, the Korban Pesach, that's how you remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is the Ikar Mitzvah min HaTorah.
So why should
I use the English? Hold on. Obviously I'm going to answer that question. When your child asks you the question, then you have a mitzvah min HaTorah to answer him. Otherwise, your whole mitzvah min HaTorah is to eat the matzah, eat the Korban Pesach, and while you're doing that, you remember your Yetzias Mitzrayim. Very similar to exactly what the Rosh started off with. Aye, what about all these riyas which we've quoted? And this is like, I couldn't get around such a problem. So Baruch Official Palace says, it's quite clear, according to the Rosh, that all those riyas which we brought from the Gemara and from the Haggadah alone, that's only an asmachta ba'alma. It's only midrabbanan to tell, if you don't have, the child doesn't ask you questions, you tell it him midrabbanan. Even the she'ene yadea lishoyim is only a derabbanan, even though it says we gathered on the vincha, which seems to be a mefurish apostle. No, through the eyes of the rishonim, unless Chazal say mefurish a mitzvah min ha'torah to tell it to the child, it's still only a derabbanan unless he asks you. Either mechilta, which the Rambam quotes, mechilta asks the question mefurish. You might think only if your son asks you. How do you know even if he doesn't ask you? So he says that if you look at the Mechilta, the Mechilta doesn't bring this. In other words, it's a whole shaila, did the Mechilta ever have this? The Rambam's gives it did. The Rosh, he didn't. But even if he did, the Rebruch official parallel will still say it's an asmachta ba'alma. It's a peledik achidosh this we're saying now. That min ha'Torah, unless your child asks a question, you do not have a mitzvah of sipur yetzias more than you have the whole year round. And he explains the fees there. So many mitzvahs we do, so many changes which we do on Seder night, what do we do them for? Kedesh Yeshua lo atinoikas. If we have a mitzvah in its own right, min ha'Torah, of sipur yetzias Mitzrayim, why are we doing so many funny things, l'chora? And the best answer we give is so that the children should ask. Because we want to be mekayim the deraisa. About if the child doesn't ask us, we have a mitzvah derabbanan. Well, we want to mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. So we encourage the child to ask. Once the child asks, then it actually becomes a deraisa. Says in the Gemara, in the Mishnah even, he says, and if the child doesn't have the das to ask the questions himself, so we melamed the child to say manish tana. We teach it, it's a bit of a funny thing that. The Teretz is, because once the child asks it, we suddenly have been elevated to mumkayim, the mitzvah min ha'Torah. Even if one doesn't have a child there, or the child doesn't ask, Chazal was still misaking it to do it ourselves, or between husband and wife, or between two chachomim. Derech shailo tshuva, that even though we're not being mekayim the deraisa, but we're doing it ke'en deraisa. Deraisa will misaking it, the child asks, you answer. Midrabbanan, they were misaking it on the same lines. But then Yevruch and Fisher Pella asks, if the mitzvah min ha'Torah only comes when your child asks you. She says, anyway, whenever a child asks his father a question, interesting line here, whenever the child asks the father a question, he's mechuyav min ha'Torah to answer him. Because of the mitzvah min mother tevoyesom espanechem. So whenever the child asks, you're mechuyav to answer. So on Seder night, he asks a question, so anyway, you're mechuyav to answer him, min mother tevoyesom espanechem. What's the special chiddush on Seder night? So he says, Enochalama. You're takim uchuyiv to answer him. And on Seder night, you get two mitzvahs. You get the mitzvah of Vilimatnem Oysos Benechem. And you get the mitzvah of Sipi Sita Saiba. But Emma's you uchuyiv to. And with that, beautifully answers why Rav Sadia Gaon doesn't mention Sipi Yisit Mitzrayim as a mitzvah in its own right. Of course, it is a mitzvah. But it's not counted in the minyan mitzvah as an individual mitzvah, because his shitta is that when anyway you have to do the mitzvah for another reason, it's not mentioned as an extra mitzvah when you have to do it. In other words, you're anyway chayiv to do it because we're limatzim oisav espanechem, and that's a mitzvah in Talmud Torah. So it doesn't need to be mentioned again in the minyan mitzvahs. It is its own mitzvah. It's takim mitzvah, but it's not counted as a separate. separate mitzvah. In the Tariyat mitzvahs, when they're main of the mitzvahs. However, we haven't fully understood how has the Rosh answered his original question. We've Taka explained here that there's only a mitzvah in our Torah, according to the Rosh, when the child asks you the question. But why does that explain? Why don't we make a brocha on the mitzvah of Sifas Yetzer Tzayim? At least it's a mitzvah derabbanan. And now everybody agrees there's a mitzvah derabbanan Sifas Yetzer tonight at Sifas Yetzer Tzayim. Even it's to yourself. Why did you make a brocha on the mitzvah derabbanan? Perhaps we can answer this question using a svara from the Ran as explained by the Briskerov. There's a kasha in the Rishonim. Why don't we make a brocha shechiyonu on the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'omer? Why don't we make a brocha shechiyonu? There's a lot of Torah on that. The Ran answers, because eina ela zeicha v'alma. It's only a drabonon. Nowadays, according to Rishonim, Sfiras Ha'omer is only drabonon, so we don't make a shechiyonu on a drabonon. Which is a pella, asked the Briskerov. There are many mitzvahs drabonon which we make a shechiyonu on. The Megillah, Chanukah, all mitzvahs drabonon we make a shechiyonu. So Briskerov says a beautiful vote. When Chazal institute a new mitzvah midrabonon, mitzvah Megillah, so you make a shechiyonu on that. Where does a mitzvah min ha-Torah? Because we don't have the base of Middash anymore, unfortunately we only do it midrabonon. On such a drabonon, Chazal were not masakin a shechiyonu. What I would perhaps like to suggest, similar to that, if the mitzvah min ha-Torah is when the child asks you, and that is the ultimate mitzvah, but Chazal or Masakin, even if he doesn't ask you, you should still do it midrabonon. It's a watered down mitzvah on Chazal, on that Chazal were not Masakin a brocha. Much more than what we were saying of Shechiyonu, we're saying even the actual brocha, Chazal were not Masakin it. And why were they not Masakin a brocha when a child asks you and it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah? So that again the Rosh is not masbir, but l'chayr the vot is that since it's a mitzvah which only comes about if he asks you, on that Chazal will not masakin a brocha. This of course is only going to feed the shittas ha-Rosh that there's no mitzvah unless the child asks you. The Rambam of Furush learns that every individual is chayev min ha-Torah, his own mitzvah. Even if there's no child, if the child doesn't ask you, according to the Rambam, why don't you make a brocha? That you'd have to give different roots in the Rishonim. The Rambam, of course, mentions Sipis Yitzchayim as its own mitzvah. Because Taka Bikkeluk tonight and the rest of the year. Based on this Mahalach, perhaps we could say a new teretz why we don't make a brocha. If a child asks you a question, any time during the year, you're mechuyev to answer him, you suddenly now got a mitzvah. Why don't you make a brocha just before you answer him that question? The teretz is poshut, it's not even a kasha, because you made a birchas ha-Torah in the morning, now you're mechuyev to spend your Torah answering this question. Perhaps you could say like this, and here it would be no nafkamina if the mitzvah sipis inside is deraisa or drabonam. Just like your Biruch official Perl explained, that when we don't mention Sipur Yisrael Shrine as its own mitzvah, because anyway you're mechuyev to do it out of Limadatem, the same thing when it comes to Hilchos Brochus. Since anyway you're chayev to answer the child mitzvah Hilchos Talmud Torah, and on that you've already made a Birchas HaTorah, so you don't need to make a new brocha now on the mitzvah of Vigat and Levichot, since anyway you're mechuyev to say it. If we just go back now, the last minute we have, to the Me'iri. We asked, the Me'iri says that you're yoyt to the broch on the Haggadah, based on the broch of God Yisrael we said in Shul. And we asked the Chor, it's two completely separate mitzvahs. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch also asked the question, what is the difference between Sipur Yetzer Tzayim of Seder night and the whole year round? And he answers that on Seder night, if there's no child there, then Ein Hachanamah, is no more of a mitzvah on Seder night than the rest of the year. It's exactly the same mitzvah. If there's a child there, he doesn't go into this point of if he asks you. If there's a child there, then your taka got a special chiyuv of simply Seder Shabbat or Seder night. But without that, enoch a number. It's exactly the same mitzvah as the rest of the year. If we take that Milchus Chinuch, and we can explain that the Meiri was learning on these lines, that the emes it comes out that the mitzvah which we do on Seder night, min haTorah, I'm not going to call it the Rosh now, min haTorah, we've got a mitzvah sipisiyat Yisrael even to ourselves. But it's exactly the same mitzvah as we were doing the whole in Mariv. So the bracha we said in Mariv, taka will work for the Haggadah as well. It's taka the same mitzvah. Not like exactly what the Rosh was saying. The Rosh say if when the child asks you, then you have a mitzvah deraisa. No, even without the child asking you, you have a mitzvah deraisa. But what is that mitzvah deraisa? It's the same mitzvah as you had in Shul. And then you had to make the bracha of Goal Yisrael in Shul. As we know, there are many, many different terutzim why we don't make a bracha. But what we explained today, either according to the Meiri's Mahalach, we yotze with the bracha which was said in Shul, which we're now explaining because it's taka the same mitzvah, or according to the Rosh, that it's only a mitzvah rabbanon, they want masakel on that, it opens up avenues within the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzirah, which all a good Shabbos and a kosher Pesach.